And good morning, everybody. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. This morning, I'm joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, William. I'm very well. Thank you.
So what's going on over there on the other side of the river?
Oh, there's always lots of things going on the other side of the river, just like there are on this side of, the river. But it's spring, and so that means a few things. And one is it's cleanup time. And so we always like to encourage our residents to clean up and clean out. And the assistance that we, the city, offers is you'll be getting a newsletter in the next week or so. All of the utility residents receive a newsletter. And there's lots of stuff in there, lots of good information. But the other thing that's in there is a coupon, and that's good for a load to the Pierre landfill. Fort Pierre doesn't have a landfill, and so we make a deal with the city of Pierre every year that they will accept our residents' loads of landfill, and the city of Fort Pierre will pay for it. And that's what the coupon is for. You present that at the gate, and then the city will be billed for your landfill, and you won't have to pay for it. So it's just our way of encouraging people to do some spring cleanup and get rid of some stuff that needs to be gotten rid of.
That's right. It's that time of year.
It is. And of course, the other thing that happens this time of year is the city employs quite a few summer staff. You know, we can have we need people in the parks, and generally the responsibilities there are to mow and to trim all of the parks that we have. And so that normally means we hire about six additional people, and that's pretty much what they do. Mm-hmm. And if you enjoy being outdoors, sitting on a mower, this is a job for you. And of course, in order to open the swimming pool and to offer swimming lessons, we have to have a full staff there. And last year, I think that we hired about 17 lifeguards, plus a pool manager. And so we have got started that process. But if you're interested, the one thing we have learned to do is to be flexible. These are generally high school, college students, and they are probably not interested in spending their entire summer working, and they want to have fun, and generally there are camps going on that they need to attend, and so we try to be flexible with kids, and so we try to hire enough people that we can be, and so there is an application on our city website. You can print that off and complete it and bring it in, or you can stop by the office anytime, pick up an application, ask questions, get more information.
Mm-hmm. What is the website?
The website is www.fortpierre.com. And Fort Pierre is spelled out. Fort Pierre is all one word. So, easy to find.
That's right, because we know, like high school kids, you know, they still want to be able to enjoy their summer, but
they do.
But it'll be a great opportunity for them to, you know, make some extra money and stuff.
Exactly, and it's you know, what better job could you have? Is be out there in the sunshine and
that's right.
Yeah. It's kids enjoy it a lot.
Enjoy the outdoors.
They do. And then the third thing that I wanted to talk about this morning, William, is a month or 6 weeks ago, I was in Washington, D.C. for a meeting, and I was able to meet with a staff member of Senator Rounds, Frank Tedeschi, and he has a long career working for the Corps of Engineers. And so we deal with the Corps of Engineers a lot in our two towns. And one of the things that is a bit of an issue for us is 44 lots in the city of Fort Pierre. 44 lots in the city of Fort Pierre is a bunch of lots. A lot of them are located on the east side along the river, and they are there because in a flood 15 years ago or so, these homes were bought out by the Corps of Engineers, and most of the homes that were bought out were homes that had basements or crawl spaces, and if that first floor was lower than a certain level, then the Corps offered the owners a price and bought out and cleared the house off of the lot. So now you have incomplete neighborhoods that are checkerboarded with all of these empty lots. And so I talked with Mr. Tedeschi about any possibility of having something done, some conditions applied, something so that these lots could be utilized again for residential purposes, and in the city's view, get them back on the tax roll. In the neighbors' mm-hmm. view, complete their neighborhoods again.
Yeah.
So we have had a telephone call with him this week. We have a meeting set up. He'll be in Fort Pierre along with some Corps of Engineers officials from Omaha, and we're going to have a meeting with them and just start the conversation. We really don't know what to expect, but we are just excited to have the conversation.
Absolutely. And, you hate to see those lots empty anyway. I mean, it's...
Oh, you do, yeah. And, when you're in a neighborhood and there's a block, there might be two homes, three empty lots, one home, four empty lots. It's just a checkerboard. And so it would be really nice to have those lots filled in and have those neighborhoods look like they should.
Absolutely. Well, it was nice to have you coming in this morning.
Well, I always enjoy being here. Thank you, Will.
I probably won't see you before then, so have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.